Boozehound Entertainment presents A Walk in Darkness.
We're searching for the Demonic Testament, a book written by a demon, and you're coming with us.
Hey everyone, I've been experiencing some... For the last couple weeks, I've had this fever. It's not that I'm sick, I'm not. I feel fine. It's just not a normal fever. I'm so damn hot all the time. I mean, I'm sitting here in my own sweat, just in my underwear, just in a puddle like I just did Pilates or something. And you know the red marks that I have from Sarath? The thing that connects us together? Well, they're flaring up and spreading. I have them on my back and on my legs. They started off as more like well-pronounced marks, but they've turned into these puffy, swollen welts. They sting a little, and they itch like a motherfucker. I'm trying really hard not to scratch them, but it's kind of like poison ivy and the chicken pox got together, but tenfold. With Wally's help, I made a salve that seems to help, but it doesn't take away my suffering completely. As you can imagine, I'm not really sleeping. It's hard to with an itch this bad, but when I do, I have to tell you, I have these dreams. It's hard to explain. It's sort of like I'm seeing what Sarath is seeing. Everything's blurry and fuzzy, though. I can't quite make anything out, except I definitely see outlines of two figures. It looks like they're standing, or maybe sitting on tall chairs. They're facing each other, and there's this light behind them that in a weird way starts to make everything clear, and then nothing. It's every single time when things start to become clear, I wake up. I always write down what I remember, but it's always the same thing. There are subtle differences, which Wally thinks could be a clue, but I'm having a hard time seeing it that way. I know all this, the fever, the red marks, the dreams, it all has to mean something, but I just don't know what. And what's next for us? Maybe that's what Sarath is trying to tell me. Tell us. Anyway, I need to go check on Wally. He hasn't been the same since Father Murray's death. I think he blames himself. Stay safe out there, and remember to resist the church. They're not on your side. Sutton Blackhill, out.
This has been the Supernatural Thriller Podcast, A Walk in Darkness, produced by Boozehound Entertainment. Follow A Walk in Darkness on Instagram and Twitter, and don't forget to subscribe.